All right. Good afternoon. We're in for a big treat today. Matagal na namin gustong to get Pastor Robert. Matagal nyo na rin na-expect. Because alam lang natin maraming impartation siyang iiwanan sa atin today. And he will speak particularly on the topic of operational excellence. I think that's his middle name, no? Oh, because he's been doing that for several years here, and I don't think you get over it. Even when you take on greater responsibilities, mas dumadami pa nga yung demand, need for operational excellence. So there's very little I could say about Pastor Robert that you don't know already. But we're so privileged today, and thank you, Pastor Robert, for saying yes to us. Palakpakan natin si Pastor Robert, ready to learn a lot.
Thank you, Pastor Ado. And I just wanted to say that, do I make paper pag late, Pastor Ado? I think so, okay. So, unsubmit mo na. Wow, untindi ah. Advance ah. Talagang excellent to, you know? Operational excellence, bro. Advanced planning. Well, thank you very much. And again, it's interesting speaking about this topic. And most of you are my peers. So when they were trying to ask me how, sabi ko, I just wanted to at least lang impart what I've learned for the last few years, working with, you know, different bosses and, you know, things that I've picked up. And by in any way, I just wanted to say that I'm not an expert on this. So these are just all that, you know, I've learned through different boss that I've worked with and, you know, and some of it are mistakes that I've committed along the way that I have learned so much, and I vowed that I don't want to repeat it again. Let me just give you a quick walkthrough for me. For most of you, you know, dahil kasama ko na kayo noon pa, no? kaya nga masaya tong usapan na to eh. But I started in the church in 1988. I got saved. And from that day on, most of you are, it's either nauna ako sa inyo o nauna kayo sa akin. And then it's just an interesting, ano, no? So I started in the ministry as an usher. And sa akin, at that start, I love being an usher. And I, parang sa akin, that's it. If I'm an usher for life, I'm happy. All right? And after that, I became a worship leader with the prodding of Pastor Luther. Actually, with the pushing. I don't want to sing. I don't want to be in front, but you know, Pastor Luther has this way of encouraging you in a different way to step out. Diba? So dito, you've experienced that before with Pastor Luther. All right? And then after that, of course, I went to New Manila then in 1999. And then after that, after the conference in the States in 01, Pastor Steve asked me to join the Galleria team. So I moved in Galleria in 01. That's where, you know, I've worked with Pastor Ferdy and also Pastor Steve being my boss. So first I've worked with Pastor Luther, and then after that I've worked with Pastor Ferdy and Pastor Steve, mainly Pastor Steve because he was the senior pastor in Galleria during at that time. So after that, in 2001, they started constructing our, 2004, the facility was finished here in at the fort. So medyo naghahati kami noon eh, kasi the Makati congregation moved here, and then after that, some of the Ortigas congregation moved also here. So what we will do, they would ask me, actually, when I was at Galleria, I was part of the music team, and also with Pastor Noel and the rest of the guys. That's the start of, that's where we architect the multiple services. So that was the first assignment that I had with Pastor Ferdy and Pastor Steve to be able to think, rethink, replan how to handle multiple service in a congregation. So, yun yung unang-una. So, we were very excited, you know. Alam mo yun, pagka, wow, daming service. Pero after 2 months, wow, daming service. Okay. So, parang nung una lang masaya. Pero habang tumatagal. So, when I was there in 2001, I've heard this word. Maybe you've heard this. All hands on deck. All right, so I've heard that in 2001. Until now, it's all hands on deck, so it never changed. So, and after that, while worship leading and leading, so we move here, and then the team was split. So they asked some of the people to stay here at the fort and some to be to remain in Ortigas. So me, Paolo, and some of the guys moved here at the fort, and sila Pastor Noel were under them. So after that, we were here. So we started with two services, and then we're architecting the multiple services as well. All of this just to give you at least a picture of what this is all about, all right? And then we're going to proceed with this. And then after that, they asked me to manage the building. So after Fulton Wu was the first director for operations in Fort, then after that, he resigned, and then they asked me, sabi nila, why don't you give it a try for 6 months? Sabi ko, why not? So I went through it. It's a little bit difficult because I don't have any clue about what building is all about. So I'm meeting with engineers, architects, and the other interesting part of it was my late wife, Mylin, she came on board, and she is part of my team. Oh, she is my boss. I am her boss. And then, you know, the little complication of meeting your team. Tapos pag si Maylin was the in charge for the operation, and then you have to correct her, and tapos misis mo siya, isipin mo yung pag-uwi mo kung ano yung mangyari sa bahay niyo. Mga ganong mga sitwasyon. So, but there was grace for 3 years, and then after that, we realized it's a little bit more difficult, me being her boss and, you know, the whole thing. And then after that, after siguro 8 to about a year, they asked me to lead the conferences. So just like Arab said, I said, yes, why not? Let's give it a try. They always tell me this, that why don't you give it a try? Ako naman, when they tell me, why don't you give it a try? You might as well try. Why not? So from that, I think it was first Pastor Man, it was handed out to me. So at a certain point, and also the 1 in 3 services were birthed here at the Fort. So medyo at that point, there's about 4 or 5 hats that I'm wearing. And a prophecy came in about Jim LaFoon. Remember the prophecy, and then the growth that was happening. And then he saw me in a vision that I'm being trampled down in the door. So they kind of like thinking, okay, tanggalin na natin to, tanggalin na natin to. And all of that is this. And for all the responsibility that was given to me, I didn't plan that. Definitely, when it was given to me, I was not prepared. There was no sense of, I think, preparation that was given to me for I thought on that capacity, di ba? Parang, okay, how would you manage a building? But in the process, I think I'm gonna share to you today at least 3 things. I think 3 questions into all of those things that I have done, of course, for God's glory and for the responsibility. Ito lang yung guiding questions for me when I talk about organizational excellence and also operational excellence. First, I just wanted to start with, you know, in saying that organization involves thinking and planning. Organization involves thinking and planning. And most of the time, this is not it's not something that we like. Some people love this, some people don't. And depending on what gives you a motivation to finish, to do, it involves thinking and planning. And it involves time, whether we like it or not. And sometimes those are the things that it's kind of like difficult for us because we are all busy. Sino dito busy ka? Okay? Welcome to the club. Okay? And that is something that everybody has the same. We have all 24 hours, all of us. And the mindset as always is that here's my own personal mindset and also the things that I've heard through the years, people talking about admin and operations and stuff. And here's some few mindsets that I wanted to mention. Number one, when it involves thinking and planning, some of the mindset is this. It's not spiritual. Diba? Kasi pag pastor ka, it's not spiritual. Organization, you know, parang hindi naman yata to spiritual. I'd rather, diba? And we're always going back to Acts chapter 6, going to the statement of the apostles. They'd rather what? Spend their time in the word and in prayer. I agree with that 100%. Don't get me wrong. But with times evolving in everything, I think there's a certain tension that's also that we need to understand. The tension between being spiritual and also the tension of corporate. And whether we like it or not, that tension is going to exist. And I've had that conversation many times with Pastor Steve. And he would always sat me down because from time to time, that's the tension. Is it going to the corporate side too much or going to the spiritual side too much? And I think the key for us is to be able to find that balance and where you are at and where your context is. Kasi yun yung pinakamahalaga eh. Because at the end of the day, kailangan yung hanapin yun kung nasaan kayo. Because there's no formula for this. It's all about discerning. It's all about praying. It's all about coming there and looking at that, okay, spiritual, because I'm a pastor and also the corporate side of this because I have to organize, I have to plan, I have to think, and I have to execute. So, and I believe, di ba, hindi siya against each other, but we have to learn to make it work together. And also, there's another mindset. It's always, I hear this to a lot of pastors, I'm not administrative. Pastor, hindi po ako administrative eh. Naintindihan ko yon. I think there's a certain level of some people really good. They are really good administratively. But hindi ibig sabihin nun, you're not administrative. Come on now. So people, medyo mas, ano lang, mas malaki lang yung gifting nila siguro, mas malakas lang, but it doesn't mean that you are not. So lagi ko narinig yun, when I sit down with pastors, you know, bro, kasi hindi ako administrative. So yes, I understand, but I believe also you are. Because all of us, we could plan. And the mere fact you came here with clothes, that means you could plan. Ibig sabihin, you woke up this morning, maybe you don't know what you're going to wear, but you went to your closet and picked some clothes. Ibig sabihin, then you were able to what? Think, organize, some nice, some don't, but at least execute, and that's why you came here. Come on now. Next is this. It will get done anyway. So, hindi ko na masyado isipin yan. You know, kasi magangyari din naman yan. So, yamo na. So, alam mo yon. But guess what? But if we wanted to be leaders, and that's what God had called us to do, and then it's going to be a part of everything that we're doing. So let me just give you a verse, and again, being faithful to what we are learning. So the background of this, of course, is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you know, and there was in the church in Corinth, there was some problem about public meetings, and Paul was correcting them. But I like the statement in 1 Corinthians 14:40, and this is talking about, you know, speaking in tongues and, you know, public meetings. But I like this verse, and I want to jump from this. I've been going on. But everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. That has always guided me in the things that I have done. Everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. Ibig sabihin, if we are leaders that God had called us to be, I believe that is very important for us, to the things that we do. And that's two words. It's very fitting and orderly way. And I think when you talk about operational excellence, when you talk about organizational excellence, it's all about those two things, fitting and orderly way. Here's our, you know, I'm going to give you three questions that have guided me as far as, you know, projects, you know, building, events, and to the things that they were, you know, the things that I've done in my life. And here's the three questions that have always guided me. Number one is this. I always ask this question in everything that I do. Number one, is it excellent? Is it excellent? Everything that I do. So before I start, is this. Is this excellent? What do you mean by that? What's the definition of excellence? Ibig sabihin ng excellence is what? Outstanding quality, superb, exceptional, marvelous, wonderful, magnificent, preeminent, perfect, matchless, supreme, prime, and so on and so forth. You know the meaning. But it always asks me that. Why? Because we're serving an excellent God. We represent God in everything that we do. I mean, the closest thing as far as the people is concerned, and when we do things, is that we represent the Lord. That's why if we're representing God, I'm always asking this question, Lord, am I representing you well as far as the things that I'm doing? Is it excellent? Is it reflecting your character as an excellent God? So it breaks those mindset na bahala na, okay na lang siguro to, alam mo yun, baka mag-work. And is it excellent? I always ask that, Lord, excellent ba to? Bakit? Because I'm representing you. We represent Him, isn't it? You look at creation. Creation, and I mean, theologian says 6 days, some people says longer than that. We believe the Bible, amen? But at the end, it's an excellent creation. Sabi sa Bible, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at the person sitting right next to you, di ba? Excellent ba? Pwede? Pwede? Work in progress. So, paano And here's the prevailing mindset as far as, you know, the battle for excellence is. Ito yun. Ito, I wrote it here. Sabi ko, laging sinasabi nito mga tao, church naman tayo eh, okay lang. Church naman tayo eh, okay lang. I've heard that many times. Sometimes said verbally, sometimes expressed through the actions of leaders. Church naman tayo, okay lang. Church naman tayo. Isn't that more compelling for us to make it excellent because we're the church? It's the other way around, if you ask me. Since we are the church, then the more we should represent God in the things that we do in an excellent manner. Okay, we deserve the best. And it's interestingly, sinasabi nilang ganun, excellent, doesn't, sabi ganun nila is, you know, kasi wala kaming pera, you know, we're starting, and this is, it doesn't have to be expensive for it to be excellent. Lagi natin iniisip eh, it has to be expensive for it to be excellent. I remember just, and during the U-Belt days, and we will go to Raon, and we don't have purchasing yet then. I mean, medyo, I'm thankful to the management that they have put systems and, you know, for these things to work. Dati, di ba? So, dati wala. Pupunta ka sa Raon, maghahanap ka ng magandang speaker. Okay, tapos bibili ka ng case nung ano, nalalam. And then, Daiichi, depende sa budget mo. Okay? And we have experience having a Daiichi speaker, not EV, okay? Not JBL. Daiichi, di ba? Alam nyo ba yun? Okay, yung branding speaker yon, China, Taiwan lang yon. So not the next level. But ang tanong is, when you make those things and you make it work, ang tanong, is it excellent? Minsan naman, you bought the most expensive equipment. I've been to churches when they have the best equipment and it's not excellently run because they don't know how to use it. Okay? So minsan kasi meron tayong mindset na ganoon eh. Wala kasing pera, walang pambili. Guess what? We started this ministry with that. Wala naman talaga eh. Come on now. And I mean I'm singing to the choir. You all know that. But for some of us, we came here while we're a little bit better, but for us who came here, there's really nothing. I mean, I remember we would have the ushering. Ewan ko yung ushering namin, bakit kami naka-necktie sa U-belt? And it's just 35 degrees to 37 degrees centigrade. But from that very beginning, it was pounded on us that we should be excellent in the things that we do. Sometimes nga, I remember you, di ba? So wala akong necktie noon. I mean, Pastor Joseph would lend me necktie. Sabi niya, bro, hiramin mo to. Di ba? And wala akong ni isang necktie because, I mean, I came from province. Hindi ka naman lumaki doon na, you know, your mom is buying you some necktie. Yung isang necktie ko lang, kaisa-isa, I use it in JS prom. And that was many years ago. And imagine mo, susuotin mo yung necktie mo nung JS tapos na sa Manila. It doesn't, dinala ko pa nga eh, pero it doesn't fit. Ano no? Bitin, eh, maiksi lang yung. What is pounded on us? And I remember times, you know, sitting down with Pastor Steve and running conferences and designing stage and ano. And he would always ask us, and I would always, ano, Pastor Steve, here's the budget and everything. And he would always stop me and said, Robert, I know there's a budget, but the question is God honored in the things that we put there? Is it excellent? And I would always, okay, we're buying chairs. We're negotiating contract. Okay? And always with money or none. And I believe those times we don't even that have much money. And they would sit down with me, Robert, we need the prime space in this mall. Excellent spot. Because we're going to put a church there. And here's only the budget. And guess what? I would negotiate. And the per square meter is 650. And the only amount that I could go, ceiling, 200. And I'm negotiating for the excellent spot. I could have chosen, you know, dito sa likod, Pastor Steve, there's a better place. It's 200, you know, it's a little bit far there, and nobody will be going there. Yung parang papasok ka sa lungga, pero 200 pesos. But come on now, it's about representing God at the end of the day. So when people see us and the things that we do in our church, and most of you have your own churches, and some of you, you're going to plant your own churches. When people come in there, do people see an excellent God there? Hirap naman noon pagdating sa center mo, di ba? They've seen that busted light for 6 months you haven't fixed. And these are, and again, is that because you're not administrative? No. If you're the leader, you're on top of the situation, you don't have to fix it. So pagdating doon sa center mo, yung carpet, di ba? Iba-ibang stain, coffee, juice. And then you kind of like look at that. Ay, okay na. Wala na tayong magagawa eh. Really? It's just sad. Di ba? Those are minor stuff. That's not even... And your chairs. Pag tinilo yung chair mo dun sa ano mo, the screws are falling out. No one even dared to look at each of the screws and just, you know, you're gonna set it up. Sorry, I got... I mean, is that too much because Pastor Robert, administrative ka kasi kami, hindi. But if that's your church, then. Alam mo ba kung may naglalagay ng bubble gum sa ilalim ng chair sa church nyo? Did you check? Too much na? Pag gano'n. Ah, Pastor, matamis pa. Yung pala, Pastor, meron. Yung puro sa harap, puro Pastor kasi bago makiyat. I'm just sharing to you some stuff, okay? I'm just imparting my heart to you guys. I'm not saying that, you know, you're this and that. Just some things that sometimes we're not looking intently into it, taking for granted the things that we have. So I think nasa atin yun eh. You're going to communicate that to your people. You're going to communicate that to your staff. You're going to communicate that to your leaders in church. Yes. Oh, naman. Please, grab a... You could butt in anytime, guys, ha? I mean...
Working with Pastor Luther now and in starting churches, victory churches, we all always instill in them this excellence. See, I don't know. God, I believe that God has given us this critical, ano ba? Whenever we visit churches... Kasi yung ibang churches dati, pwede ka nang umihi sa hagdanan nila eh. No, I'm not exaggerating, bro.
Wow.
A lot of people were offended. Diba, dapat ang Starbucks dito, Starbucks din pag nasa ibang place. Ganon din dapat yung excellence. And tama yung sabi ni Robert. And sad to say, whenever we visit other churches in Metro Manila, yung sinasabi ni Pastor Robert na, pwede na to. Even the signboard, medyo... pinagdaanan ng panahon ba? Hindi, maaaring hindi mo mapansin as a pastor kasi alam ko, routine ka na eh. But if you look at your sign and the color is fading, yeah, you should do something about it. So, pero ayoko sanang maka-offend din ng mga tao. Ganun din dapat eh, yung about excellence na pasabi ni Pastor Robert kasi... Lalo na kami, mag-i-start yung victory. Pag naumpisan mong pangit yung victory na, no, we carry God's name and the brand. So, regarding this organizational excellence, agree ako sa iyo, bro.
Thank you.
But dapat, pansinin din natin ba, yung physical, I know we are spiritual, sabi ni Pastor Robert, but remember, this is not spiritual. This is, ano, bro, kumbaga, yun ang makaka-attract sa mga unbelievers eh. Excellence.
Thank you. Anyone? So sa akin kasi unang-una, the people that, of course, kung leader mo na yan, they're there. But if you really want to engage people, they're not on the spiritual level first. They're on the physical level. They're gonna look at your church, they're gonna look at how you manage your facility, and it's always they're gonna connect that to this. Okay, how are you gonna manage the money that they're gonna give? Especially if these are businessmen that you wanted to come in your church. Diba? Yun lang yun. Kasi this businessman will, they're thinking, they're planning. Okay? These are owners of their own businesses. They have a level of excellence the way they run their own business and the way they run their company. Tapos pagdating nila doon, they're gonna connote that. Pagpasok pa lang, the way things are. Sabihin, eto lang, spot check, ano? When you walk in your church, may nakita kang kalat, do you pick it up? Simple lang yun. And when people see you, your leaders see you do that, your church members see you do that, ibig sabihin, it's gonna catch up. Okay. Eh, pero kung ikaw naglalakad, kami kalat, tas, okay, may janitor naman. I mean, we didn't have eggs before. We used to do everything on our own. Yes. And sometimes we get a little bit spoiled into everything. I mean, I'm happy we have an eggs. There are blessings. Come on now. Yeah. With the size also that we have, hindi naman pwedeng wala. Imagine mo, 1,300 square meter, eh, sa'yo lalo, no? Galing akong Caloocan, eh, ket, alam mo si Pastor Noel Magano. But, you know, in that sense, while we have an egg, see, you're still on top of the things that are happening there. When was the last time you really sat down with your egg and said, I think this kind of cleanliness, hindi ko masyadong gusto, can you clean it a little bit more better? Uh-huh. Or you just relegated that to the egg, and depending on that egg standard of excellence, that's your standard. I mean, it's got to be yours. Come on now. Yes, we're going to preach that Sunday. I do that. I preach. And then before I preach, I go around. Pagka nagumaten na ako ng 9, yung 11, I'll take that opportunity, yung praise and worship, I'll go around. Mga 15 minutes, I'll go around. Bago mag-start yung break, I'll go to the rooms. Chine-check ko yung mga kwarto. Pag nainabot mo yung volunteer doon, encourage mo. Hi guys, thank you. And then while I'm encouraging them, I'm looking around. So when you discuss something with your staff, at least you know. Sinabi mo sa exit, linisin, hindi mo naman alam. What's the standard? You have to set the standard of excellence. You have to set that. Walang ibang magsiset nun, ikaw lang. Don't leave it to your exit or to any other else. Ikaw yun. If you have a facility manager, sit down with your facility manager. Okay? Tell me, how do we clean this? Ganto, ganto, ganto. Eh, but sobrang dumi if this is how we clean it. Something is wrong as far as this thing is concerned. I mean, these are all minor stuff. I know we'd rather go to Tulip and everything. This, okay? Sabi nga nila, buti lang daw natapos nung Pino. Kasi kung minto sa ay, mahirap na. But, but, eto yung mga bagay na, sa totoo lang, ayaw natin pag-usapan eh. But sorry, but I just have to just lay it down to you guys and just, you know, for you to be able to look at it and face it. Ah, okay. Kailangan ko pala tingnan to. Walang titingin eh, ikaw eh. And even if you're not the senior pastor, someone has to champion it in your group. Kasi isipin mo, ah, hindi naman ako si, ano yan. Ah, hindi ako facility manager yan, si Darwin yan. Ah, hindi ako kasi yung in charge sa mga exe namin kami. Pero ikaw, if you're not happy, like, if you're the one in charge in the kids church, and you came in there and you look at that, and then you go back during the meeting, I think, the way the room was clean, I'm not really happy. Because there's some, you know, spilled juice that was not clean and the next batch used it. And it created a mess when the kids went inside. I mean, kayo yung magcha-champion nun. Kasi minsan yung ano, ay, hindi ko kasi, you know. And we always say this because, ayaw kasi, we don't want to offend people eh. So if you're fighting for excellence, then you're gonna offend people? Hindi naman. Then sabi ni Joseph, kasi yun yung mahirap eh. Pag may nakita ka, tapos yung leader mo yung in charge. So, paano mo sasabihin? Or somebody else is in charge, it's not you. But I think, if we have that culture of excellence, people, you know, we just catch that and people would run with it. But it starts with us, whether we like it or not. Any questions so far? Comment? Reaction? Yes, Pastor. Ito lang sa...
You may not be aware of this, no? Meron kaming pinigilan ni Pastor Luther when this pastor is about to negotiate a place for the church. And on the way, gaya ng sabi ni Pastor Robert, eh, you already know how what to wear, di ba? Organizational, ano ka na rin eh. So he went there to meet the manager wearing slippers and t-shirt. Hoping siguro na maawa yung manager sa itsura niya.
Malamang hindi pa bibigay sa iyo.
Oh, hindi. We're not exaggerating. Long yung tawagan pa na tigilan mo yung tricycle, balik ka sa bahay, magbihis ka na maayos. You're representing God and you're representing your victory. So hopefully, maging aware din tayo ba as a pastor, hindi naman yung bongga ang dating mo, pero yung tama lang ba na mukhang tao ka?
Mukhang tao.
Anyway, so yun lang.
Yes, Sky.
Yeah, just a quick story lang. We used to have this graduation of VLI pa noon eh, dun sa Aguinaldo Theater. You remember that? Some of you were there, but I was a student then and my friend na volunteer, we were graduating VLI too. After the event, there parang nagpa-snacks dun sa graduates. Everybody was wearing their toga and all that, informal. And then dun sa parang lobby reception, after that, people just left and this, I haven't told anybody this story. Sobrang daming kalat. Ano ba? Hindi, pero sobrang daming kalat. And na-break yung heart namin kasi pareho kaming usher. We were under the team of Pastor Richard Lee. And bro, syempre hindi namin matake na makikita ng mga leaders namin na may ganun. Pero na-break yung heart namin kasi we were talking about vision, leadership, ganyan. Kasi di ba graduation, yeah. Reaching the lost, tapos... Tapos pagdating sa likod, I mean, talaga nagpulot talaga kami, tanggalan ng necktie. Tapos, kasi nahiya kami, kasi alam namin na we're gonna have a building someday and we need to be faithful, we're renting. Alam namin yung setting, kasi sanay kami sa QC na nag-rent ng place. So, yun lang, parang atin lang yun.
actually, naka-podcast na yun. Mapakinggan na nila lahat eh. Ano year? Ano? So, sige, turo mo na kung sino, bro. Hindi, I'm just kidding. Bong, is that you? No, sorry. Anyone else? All right, moving on. And again, when we say para sa akin, much more than anything, I think, yes, we're saying we're representing Victory, but much more than that sa akin, we're representing God. I mean, that's the most important thing to me. When I sit down with people and negotiate, number one, I'm believing God for the greatest breakthrough that I'm gonna get. Pero hindi ako darating doon, na nakasando lang ako, na nakasinyelas lang ako, hoping na maawa sila sa atin at ibibigay nila sa atin yung presyo na gusto natin. Because I believe that God could work in the hearts of people and He could speak to them and still we could represent Him well. Represent Him well. I think yun yung pinakamahalaga eh. And people ask, di ba, what's the difference between 5-star and 2-star hotel? Details. That's the difference. Details. So, na-try na natin yun lahat, di ba? Nag-stay tayo sa 5-star hotel, may nag-stay na sa 2. Yung iba nga, we already stayed at no star hotel. Di ba? Parang pagdating mo, may star ba dito? Half moon na tattoo. Parang ayaw mo matulog eh. Parang may papasok sa kwarto mo. Tapos may papalo sa ulo mo. Tapos kukunin yung mga gamit mo. I mean, you've stayed in those places, right? But also you've stayed in 5-star. Di ba pagdating mo, all yun sa Dubai. What's that hotel? The whole... Oh, so that's 7-star? Is that a 7-star? Oh, wow, more than 5. So what's the difference? Details. And I think that's important for us. Yun yung details eh. Yung maliliit na bagay that we miss in our facility, in our church. Maliliit na bagay, it matters a lot. Okay, sabi nga ni, you know, busted light, it matters a lot. Okay? The way you approach your team during Sunday, it matters a lot. Alam niyo ba yun? People watch us. If we are prepared on Sunday or not, you'll be amazed. When you are there cramming in front or at the back, they see us. Okay? We're fooling ourselves to think that people are not watching us every Sunday. They are watching us. Kaya nga, di ba? Alam nga nila yung suit mo last Sunday. Ikaw, nalimutan mo na eh. Meron nga lumapit sa akin, nalimutan ko yung damit. Sabi, ah, Pastor, yan yung suit mo last Sunday. I mean, wala namang masama yun kung dalawa lang yung polo mo. At least malinis, di ba? Nalaban naman. Pakaya mo nga, nilaban ko naman eh. I mean, I remember during Jubel times, 3 lang yung polo ko eh. I just have to rotate it. Now, I have to ask. Ito pa yung suit ko last Sunday. Just to make sure. And that gave me this, ano, they are watching us. If that minor detail of the shirt that you wear, it means there's more that they notice. So pagdating mo doon, ano kaya itsura mo, di ba? Minamadali mo yung, ano, bro, paya nun. Tapos nagkakagulo yung tech booth every Sunday. I mean, there's some day, may mga Sunday naman na gano'n, pero every Sunday, people watch you as you come in, and you're rushing to the tech booth, and pagdating mo sa tech booth, nagkakagulo yung buong tech booth. That what does that communicate to people? You didn't prepare. And they're gonna sit down there, they're gonna watch you. Okay. Kailan niya kaya ginawa ito? But sometimes there's some moments like that, di ba? Na may message ka na and suddenly God changed it. May mga moment naman na ganun eh. But those are moment. Not special moment yon. Not the norm. Tama? I hope you had some moments like that. Now you really prepared and then suddenly during worship time, God just like spoke to you and, you know, I want you to preach this message. Go by all means run. But every Sunday, during worship, papanoorin ka na ng tao. Eto na, mga bandang second song yan. Nung worship, tatakbo na yan. They know. (Laughs) Is it excellent? Here's the second question. So in everything that we do, ask that. Lord, is it excellent? Am I representing you well on this? Lord, my facility, my department, the one that I'm handling, Lord, is everything excellent? All right? So basically, you've done your job. Here's the second question. Is it effective? Is it effective? What do you mean by that? Definition. Effective means successful in producing a desired or intended result. You're successful in producing a desired or intended result. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Simply lang, getting the right things done. Getting the right things done. Effective yan if you get it done. Producing a desired or intended result. Ibig sabihin, pag sinabi natin effective, result in or oriented yan. And the question is this, as far as being things being effective, the question is this, what is the goal? Please clarify that. Ano yung goal mo? Ano yung bottom line? If that's a facility, what's the goal? If that's a project, what's the goal? If that's a meeting, a party that you're gonna run, or you're managing a building, or I know, what's the goal at the end? Because that will clarify the task and keep you focused. What's the goal? Kasi pagka nandun ka na, ang dami na yan eh. Pag dumarating na, bro, ito yung gagawin. Hindi, no. What's the goal? Nung sinimulan natin to, what? Ngayon, di ba, sa preaching natin, what's the objective? Because it will keep you focused. Because there will be a lot of things on your mind while you're executing the whole thing. Running an event, what's the goal? Now, there's a lot of parties today, di ba? Mag-leaders appreciation tayo. And ganun. What's the goal? Because when you sit down, when you plan, yung goal, kasi yun yung ma-achieve nyo at the end eh. Hindi naman dahil kung ano yung maganda, kasi pag nag-meeting kayo, ang daming ideas niyan. And which is good, but that goal will keep you focused to achieving the desired result that you want. What's the goal? Define the win. Ano ba yung win natin dito? Okay, here's the goal. Ngayon, ito yung win. Leaders' appreciation, what's the win? Tumawa yung tao? Because that will all dictate the content of the plan. Your win. Kung tumawa lang yung tao, di mag-hire kayo ng stand-up comedian. What's the goal? To encourage them? To encourage them for what? Make it more specific. Para yung narrow, yung hit, yung sure ball sa pool. That's why it's gonna eliminate the whole mindset, di ba? Na, ah, okay, maayos naman yan. Maayos, alin yung maayos? Ano yung ma-accomplish? I always push this to people and ask them, so what's our goal? Sino dito nag-attend ka na ng meeting, tapos pag upo mo ng meeting, hindi mo alam kung ano mangyayari sa meeting. Nangyari na ba sa inyo? Come on now. It's either you led that, or somebody led it for you. I've led the meeting personally. Na pag-upo ko, wala akong win, wala akong goal. Kaya nakikita mo dun sa buong discussion ng meeting, it's just everywhere. Come on now, let's just be honest. I think that's the question. What's the goal? What do we want to achieve? Purpose. Luminis yung aking facility. Okay. Here, my next question to you, if that's the desired result, what standard will you put? Linis? Kanya-kanyang philosophy yan kung ano yung malinis. Come on now. Sa eggsy mo, yung malinis, winalis lang. Is that your standard? O yung malinis sa'yo, yung pinine sole, yung in-scrub yung floor, yung pag may nalaglag na pagkain, alam mo, yung susubo ng bata yun, hindi magkakasakit. Iba-iba yan. So, goal, win. So, pag sa akin, sa kids' church, and I've learned this working here with Pastor Paolo and Sila Mark, the goal is when you enter that room, that cleanliness supposed to be is, di ba, malalaglag yung pagkain ng bata, masusubo niya pa ulit yun. At hindi ka matatakot kung magkakasakit sila. So if that's the win, then how it should be clean now? Yun yung aaralin mo. yun yung uupuan yung dalawa. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Lahat po ito nangyayari na, gagawin na lang. Magre-research ka lang, magtatanong ka lang. Meron na eh. Hindi naman kailangan tayo expert lahat eh. It's just a Google away and a phone call away. And let me just share this to you. When I managed this building, I'm not an engineer. My college background is pre-med. I wanted to be a doctor. Now I'm sitting down with different architects. Architect Mrs. Go, si Engineer Rick, si ano, and then when we discuss about the whole air conditioning system, may mga sinasabi sila sa, ano nga yun ulit? I mean, totally. I mean, harapin mo na, hindi ka magaling eh. Hindi mo alam yon. But, pagdating sa lamig, alam ko yung lamig na gusto ko. They could explain it to me kasi yung cooling system, yung water ganito, hindi ano. May dala lang ako temperature. It's not 30, it's not 25. Pagdating mo dun sa center mo, nagtutugtugan, hindi ka sound tech, hindi ka ano, it's too loud. Pastor, depende lang yan sa pandinig mo. Bumili akong decibel meter, it's 110. Can we keep it under 100? Di ba, Amin? Hindi naman siya kailangan. Hindi ako pwedeng, hindi ako kailangan makipagtalo sa expert. They know what they're doing. Ako naman, I know what the goal is. I know my win. This coldness, this cleanliness, I know the standard that I'm fighting for. And let's work together to make it happen. I don't know. I cannot explain to you how the air conditioning system, oh, I don't know, we have a chiller tower there. It's a different than the rest. Yes, it's cold. But at the end of the day, tanong lang naman dyan, lumalamig ba yung mga kwarto? Dun sa desired na lamig na gusto mo. Tama? Hindi naman ako nag-aral ng air conditioning. Malay ko dun, di ba? Kaya pag uupo kami, ah, ganun ba? So kaya ang tanong, cleanliness, hindi nalilinis. Baka naman kulang na yung tao mo. O, baka naman yung dapat maglinis, hindi naglilinis. May ginagawang iba. Baka imbis na yung exit during the break, naglilinis, eh inuutusan ng mga ibang pastor o ibang staff, kumukuha ng stroller dun sa parking lot. I've always said that when I manage this building and even my staff, our exe is not our personal butler. You want to get things done? Let them clean. That's their job. Yep. Not to pick up your stuff on your car. Naintindihan ko yung kung weekday, kunwari, walang masyadong ginagawa. Pero sa height ng Sunday, busy-busy yung mga tao, tapos utusan mo pa. Tapos nagtaka ngayon, bakit hindi nalilis yung kwarto? Eh, pinabili mo ng ano eh. Ng juice mo. Diyos ko po, sabi niya. So I think productive with desired result. What is the result that you want? Only you guys will be able to say that to them. Ito yung result. How can we make this work? Ano ba pa? Paano to? Tulungan niyo ako. Hindi ko alam. I'd rather say that to people that I work with. Pero hindi ko to alam. Hindi ko alam kung paano. When it comes to the cleaning in ano, here's what. When I walk to my facility, you know, I usually do that, especially yung mga matataas na lugar. Nahanap ko yung mga alikabo. Saan ko natutunan? Pastor Steve, when I was managing this building, he would walk. He was gonna go to that, di ba, sa elevator natin, may mga ilaw. Nakatayo kaming ganyan. I was waiting, I was going upstairs. Magkasabay kami pumasok. Mas ginagaya niya yung ilaw. Sabi ko, oh my gulay. Pagka gano'n, pinakita niya lang sa akin. Tapos umakyat na kami. He didn't even say anything. So, ano ibig sabihin nun? Malinis. Pero yung nililinis ng tao, yung nakikita lang. Wala na siyang sinabi. I got it. Hindi mo ba naman naintindihan yun? Tapos pagtingin siya, what's that? What do you mean by that? Okay. Sobrang thick naman, kapatid. Thick. And from that time on, that changed my whole, you know. So what's my desired result as far as cleanliness is concerned? And sinasabi ko sa inyo, all of these are, you know, blunders that I've done along the way and kind of like tweaked the way I, you know. And it's still tweaking up to now. Hindi naman to tapos eh. Because you always fight for this. Ang sabi nga ni Jim Collins eh, and he's spoken to Leadership Summit in Chicago, the difference with a great company and mediocre company is this. Consistency. That's how you keep it. Being consistent. Hindi lang isang beses. Being consistent. Over and over, over and over, over and over. All right, we're going to stop with that. Any may question ba? Anything? Then we're going to have a break. Then we're going to continue. Konti na lang tayo. Then I'm going to share one more E. Tapos we're going to do some few. I'm going to share to you some practical approach. Konting susunod natin na E. Tutulungan ko lang kayo on how to practical things and how to do things. And then after that, we're going to do some exercises. Okay ba yan? All right. So any question? And then we're going to have a break. Wala? Wala? All right. Break. Paso ado.